State Senator Van Depute was the first to speak at the annual convention of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. She implored the group to cover the issues in the race and even asked for a little help in getting her opponent to agree to a series of debates.
I have proposed a very aggressive five-city debate schedule, maybe another three cities, because I think people deserve to know the issues that are more than just a soundbite or more than I could just put up on my website.
But Van Depute also wanted to make sure the people in the room knew her stance on several business issues. If the Democrat is going to make inroads with business Republicans, she'll need to make sure she's seen as a safe landing spot for those voters who don't make their ballot decisions based solely on social issues.
And I've always been an investment gal. I'm a pro-business Democrat and I've never made any apologies about it. Sometimes angering even some of my closest friends. But you do what's right for Texas. You put Texas first, and that's how we remain strong.
When it was Senator Patrick's turn with the crowd of radio and TV broadcasters, he spent most of his time talking about his career in TV and radio. Patrick is a longtime talk radio host in Houston. He even mused about how cool he thought it would be if, quote, an old-time disc jockey was elected lieutenant governor. But he did quickly rattle off his own campaign issues, starting by refuting the notion that anyone else in the race was the pro-business candidate.
At the end of the day, I think we will have, if not all, but most of the major business endorsements in the state. The record is clear. I'm the pro-business candidate in this election.
Patrick also took a few moments to discuss immigration, the topic he's become famous and infamous for. He didn't use any of the fiery rhetoric that defined him as a Republican primary candidate. He instead framed his push for border security and federal immigration reform as a way to protect those trying to come to the United States.
We're a nation of immigrants. We're not anti-Hispanic. We're not anti-immigrant. We're not anti-anyone. But we want people to come here in dignity. No country should have a policy where you come to the country in the back of an 18-wheeler, where you have to swim across the river, where you have to hide in the shadows, where you have to be afraid when you go to work, will I get deported today and separated from my family.
The two candidates left the event as they had arrived, separate and without seeing each other in person. Van Depute's campaign says they haven't heard a response from Patrick on their five debate proposals. Patrick's campaign says they're still in negotiation. Ben Philpott, KUT News.